This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Joy 94.9 at Sunday Arts Magazine. And that was San Cisco. Hey, did I do you wrong?
Oh, David? You've always done me wrong, Brendan. But that's another story for another time.
That is another story. And we've got our next guest in the studio already. She's woken up. She's with a face full of makeup already. Dolly Diamond, thanks for coming in to
Sunday. Well, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Nowhere else.
Nowhere else?
No. No, I'm in.
Isn't that dress a little bit revealing
it
on a cold day like
today? No, it
today?
Isn't. I am, well, it is because this button keeps undoing. That's the problem. Yes. Well, don't look.
Now
avert
Dolly,
your eyes.
All right, I'll divert my eyes. Now, Dolly, something amazing is happening for you this year. Well, you're such a busy girl as it is, but you are artistic director of the Melbourne Cabaret Festival.
Yes.
What a brilliant honour for you.
It is lovely, isn't it? And when they asked me, David and Neville, they've been running the festival now for a while. And
all of a sudden, we both laughed because it sounded like we thought you were talking about us, but you said,
No,
David and Neville.
I won't. I won't do that. And they asked me, and I actually took a little while to think about it because, you know, you want to get it right, don't you? And you don't want to, you know, and I'm a yes girl. I'll say yes to everything.
We have heard that.
Very rarely say no. And I thought, well, am I able to do it? And I thought, yes, I am, you know. And because obviously it involves getting all the acts together and making it a festival that people want to go along to. You know, that's the challenge, isn't it?
Now tell us, how the festival's been around for a few years now.
8 years.
8 years.
Yes.
And with this festival, it's still in its very early stages and
it
still
is.
Growing.
And no, you know, to be honest, no real budget. You know, the funding that the Adelaide Cabaret Festival gets is ridiculously large, you know, and good on them, you know.
Well, that's actually put on by the Festival Trust in Adelaide.
That's right, and you notice that Adelaide comes alive when that festival is on, you know, whereas here in Melbourne we have an awful lot going on.
Yep.
And, you know, it was only this year that we did get a little bit of funding, but I'd already made up my mind anyway that we were going to go with a very Australian flavour.
Excellent.
And that, yes, exactly, you know, I've been working in this genre of cabaret for a while, and there's an awful lot of good acts out there. And do we really need to be bringing in overseas acts or, you know? And I thought, no, quite frankly. And it is to do with the budget as well, if I'm honest. But, you know, for me, when you've got people like Queenie Van Der Sant and, you know, I mean, the list goes on. John Jackson is phenomenal. You know, you've got, you know, just so many wonderful acts.
But when you say Australian cabaret, you know, is there like a pervasive kind of feel that you get from Australian performers?
Well, no, I don't think so. No, unless, you know, they're doing something that is typically Australian. But we've got the Aussie boys at Motown. I mean, you know,
they're
that's
awesome.
Incredibly removed from being Aussie, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, it's all about American, and that's the wonderful sound that you get from Motown. And, you know, you've got the acts like, you know, Jersey Boys and, you know, Frankie Valli and all that sort of thing. And I love that sort of music, you know, and I know audiences will love them. They're fabulous.
Tell us about the process of going from performer and a very consummate performer you are, Dolly, to then having to wrangle these cats as such?
Yes, well, now, that's the area I don't love. I use an iPhone, I don't have a computer, and I can use a kettle and a toaster, and that's about it. And, but so obviously I do get an awful lot of help, yeah, yet again from David and Neville. They are the backbone, and I didn't make every single decision on my own. They well and truly are there every step of the way, and as I would need them and want them to be.
Now, just let's go back and mention them, like Neville and David, because they're such wonderful people, and they're very in the background a lot of
yes,
time,
no, which
they?
Is wise, I think, yeah. You know, if you've seen them.
Now, what's what's their background? They came from the wonderful Butterfly Club when it was in South Melbourne.
That's right, which I remember playing that room.
And I remember seeing you
oh,
there.
Oh, my word, and it was like Kuala Lumpur in that room, wasn't it? One of the reasons I liked doing it is because I always lost weight when I left. I would always put it on afterwards at the bar.
Yeah.
But it was absolutely and ridiculously boiling hot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was a great atmosphere.
And what the amount of talent that they brought into this very small... How many? 30, 40 people in the audience?
I think it was, yes. Yeah. I mean, because then it just, when they've moved to the new venue, it's just grown a little, hasn't it?
Yeah, just about 100, I think.
I think it's less than that. I think it's 60, 70, something like that,
Is that right? Okay. So, again, not a huge venue.
No, but I love that, you know, intimate venue. Mm. And obviously, when you're producing something, ideally... You want more because, you know, the more seats, the more money. But it's wonderful as a performer to be able to really reach out to your audience like that. Yep. I love it.
And you know, like, so they moved on from the, Butterfly Club to concentrate on the festival.
Yes. And they do other festivals outside of Melbourne as well.
Right.
I went over to WA with them and, they've been doing that for a few years now as well. And they know cabaret, you know.
They certainly do.
And they know how to produce it as well.
Yep.
That's the main thing.
Mm. And, like you were saying, that everyone is Australian, that's part of it.
Yes.
Venues.
It's all a chapel.
Yep.
All a chapel of chapel. And, there's another thing. I think for a few years back, there was quite a few different venues. And it was great. It worked. But for me, chapel's got it all.
Three theatres.
Exactly, yes, because you've got the main room, the chapel, the loft, and we're using the foyer area as well.
Yep.
I've got a closing night gig there, which is a piano bar, really.
Yep.
With Cameron Thomas and a ridiculous lineup of performers are going to come along and do a number.
Yeah.
And I love those sort of nights.
And, you know, like Melbourne, we know how much the arts thrive here. And cabaret is one of those in particular. Like musical theatre is huge.
Yes.
But cabaret is very, very big here in Melbourne,
and
isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And I am, obviously that's what I love. And I think it's, for me, is it's so varied. You know, you can get a million different stories told in a million different ways. It's incredibly alive and you've feel that interaction with an audience, which you don't get when you go to see a musical. I mean, I love musicals as well. But you're there to just watch, whereas I think you're a little bit more engaged. You know, you can be a little bit more emotive when you're watching a cabaret.
With the sort of social media generation at the moment, is it a little bit harder, you know, speaking as a performer, to get that connection with people that wanting that instant almost gratification or instant entertainment?
I love social media. I've
noticed you have
every
been on
now
it
and
bit.
Again. I'll post a picture. you can check out all my social media networks under Dolly Diamond, obviously. And I like it. And I think, used in the right way, I think it's just as useful as any other medium in that, you know, that way.
But is it a challenge to connect with people that, you know, have such short attention spans these days?
Well, if you connect with them in the right way, then you'll get their attention, won't you? You know, like anything. like a good cabaret. You can be in there and it all of a sudden it's gone over an hour. I think generally an hour is about right, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you go in there and you think it's always hour 20. And if I wasn't thirsty, it could go on forever and ever. But
well, a lot of cabaret these days, you can actually have a drink through it, which
yes.
is virtually part of what cabaret is.
Oh, you mean the audience?
Yes.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
As a performer, you can too, can't
well,
you?
Well, yes, you can. I mean, years ago, I used to abuse that, and I don't mind announcing it. You know, I'd have a near to a bottle before I went on.
Right.
And then a few drinks while I was on, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it gave me the energy that I wasn't sure, and it calmed my nerves, you know. And nowadays I will enjoy a glass of red before I go on, but I don't need to do the bottle. I don't know if it's just, I just thought, am I relying on it too much more than anything?
Well, the wonderful thing I like about the fact that it is concentrated at Chapel Off Chapel is it becomes its own hub.
Yes.
And people are seeing a show because they, as you said, they go for about 60 to 90 minutes.
Yes.
And then you come out and you've got like the piano bar at the end of the night. So therefore it's, like the Queer Film Festival where people are coming out and discussing the shows that they've just seen with people that have seen a different show.
That's right.
And it then encourages people, well, I'm going to come back tomorrow night.
Yes,
or
if you go to an early one, you could obviously see a later gig as well.
Yeah.
And they've, you know, it's been done in that way that we hope that people are able to, you know, pretty much see everything.
And the good thing is that prices with cabaret aren't all that expensive.
No.
Not like going to musical theatre, which you can understand why musical theatre costs so much.
Well,
but cabaret, it's affordable, isn't it?
Well, and there you go. It's got to be. Otherwise, people won't go. I mean, we know that, you know, not just for this, but for any, you know, the shows that I do, I keep it reasonable because you want the audience.
Yep.
Why try to do, you know, $45, $50 tickets? I think is outrageous and unnecessary, you know. I mean, of course, it would be nice, you know. I wouldn't be wearing this ill-fitting outfit if that were the case. But, you know, you've got to keep it reasonable. And, you know, if that means that more people see what you do, then all the better.
Now, we've got Dolly Diamond here from the Melbourne Cabaret Festival, melbournecabaret.com. Stick around here on Joy 94.9.
Donate $10 to Joy between now and June 30 and go in the draw to win a 9-day cruise to New Caledonia. That's an island fruits tropical cruise from Sydney to New Caledonia aboard the Celebrity Solstice for one person in a twin-share deluxe balcony cabin. Thanks to Joy's sponsor, Points of Difference Events and Celebrity Cruises. Make your tax-deductible donations now. Remember, multiples of $10 count as multiple entries, but do it before June 30. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine. David and Brendan with you. And we've kept Ms. Dolly Diamond around in the studio. She's getting a little bit hot and flustered.
I'm all right.
She's wearing about three different layers.
Yes.
So.
apart from that one button that keeps on popping.
Well, exactly.
Now Dolly, we're talking about the Cabaret Festival, the Melbourne one, and you mentioned about the boys doing Motown.
Yes.
Now there's a bit of a trend going here with this year's festival. There's quite a few tribute shows.
Well, there is, and I worked a little while ago over in WA, as I mentioned, and this young lady is incredible. She's doing this Cilla Black story.
Oh my God, how cool is that?
Yes, You're My World is called, and she's ever so lovely, and you've got to have Cilla's got a great voice. She had a great voice,
yeah.
And you've got to be good vocally to do that, and she well and truly nails that with that voice. Absolutely wonderful. They've got to be good singers as well. I like my vocals, you know. Queenie Vandersand is doing Joni Mitchell.
Blue,
the songs of Joni Mitchell.
Right.
You know? And Queenie is incredible. She's not been on stage in the last, probably about 9 months maybe, because she just had a baby.
Lovely.
I know. Absolutely gorgeous.
Ethel Merman, is there somebody?
Yes, we brought her back.
Oh my God.
I know. It's
from
a miracle. John Jackson.
Awesome.
That man has got the most incredible voice. And he was in the Great Big Opera Company many years ago and has worked every now and again since then, but he's well and truly back with this one, the Ethel Merman story. And you know, there's another one. He's just, what a belter.
Yeah, well, she belted.
She did. Oh, she did.
There's no business.
Yeah, that's exactly. And he can sing. That man
excellent.
Can sing. He's
yeah.
got all the Ethel. And then I'll just do one more, which is Sirens. Which is the music by Syke Holman, and the three girls in that, Amanda Harrison, who is in Wicked, mm-hmm. and Melissa Langton, who's done countless musicals,
yeah.
and Chelsea Gibb, who was Sally Bowles.
Oh.
In Cabaret.
Of course.
You know,
yes.
Those three are going to be absolute dynamite. Now, I really shouldn't be talking about them too much because their show is up against mine.
Oh.
Now,
competition,
and of course I want everybody to go to theirs and mine. And, but yeah, no, we're in the second week at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll go to see them because they're brilliant.
Yep. Now, when's it on?
It all begins on the 20th of June
uh-huh.
with our opening gala.
Right.
That's a little bit of everything, as you can imagine.
Yep.
Gives you a taste,
yes,
doesn't it?
The taste.
You know, I like that.
And you'll be performing at the opening gala
as well? I thought I would host it.
You're hosting?
Yes. Oh, I get a Guernsey everywhere. Isn't it? Well, I mean, they've got me, so there was money for old rope, really. You know, we may as well get the old girl working, I think.
I'm just imagining Wicked at Bernie style, just
yes.
popping you up on stage.
Thank you. Nothing I like more than being compared to a dead person. No, I
you might
open
be a bit tired by
I
opening
close
night.
It.
That's all. I'm just worried about your, you know.
Don't. I'm of an age now where I know, you know, I know my limits.
You know,
and I love a nap. I love an afternoon nap.
Now, you talked about, you know, sort of harking back to, you know, divas of the past.
Mm.
But looking forward with Cabaret, you know, where is Cabaret heading for you and where are you wanting to take it with this festival?
Well, I mean, I guess giving people shows that they like. You know, we are in that era where tribute shows are very popular, aren't they? You know, and if you do somebody well, and it doesn't mean you're impersonating, I think it's that you enjoy that form so much that you can do their work. Mm. And I don't know where it's going, and I think that's the beauty of it. I don't have an answer for that.
Well, that is the wonderful thing about Cabaret is because, and there's different generations of people coming through, and they're pushing the boundaries all the time with Cabaret.
Well, you're right, and we've got some youngsters in this one as well, and you know, it's sort of, you know, somebody said, "Oh, is it? Are they not really ready yet?" And my word, are they ready? They're incredible, but audience-wise. They may not sell over a long period of, you know, for a few nights. So they're just doing the sort of the 1-2 shows,
yep.
things like that.
Yep.
And they're definitely worth a look.
Mm, excellent. So, Dolly, it starts on the 20th of June and runs through to the 2nd of July. Where?
All at Chapel of Chapel.
And how do you find out more?
Well, I would go to melbournecabaret.com and you can get all loads of details there.
Right, and also the Chapel of Chapel
yes.
website would be the other good one to go to as well. Dolly, thank you so much for
My
coming in
pleasure.
On a Sunday afternoon.
I had to get up anyway.
Oh, did you? Eventually.
Yes.
Thank you. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.